We start this hour in Washington with the Supreme Court. The justices hearing a challenge to President Obama's executive actions on immigration. They would grant millions of people temporary legal status, protection from deportation, and the ability to work. United States v. Texas is being brought by 26 states and could have wide implications, not just for immigration policy, but for presidential power as well. So, of course, let's bring in Emily Bazelon, staff writer for the New York Times Magazine, a fellow at Yale Law School. She joins us from New Haven, Connecticut. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Robin.
And let's just lay out the two programs that the court's considering. President Obama announced by executive action in 2014, deferred action for parents of Americans, children born here, and an expansion of the 2012 program, deferred action for childhood arrivals, or DACA, those brought here illegally. Remind us what those two programs, 2014 and 2012, do.
This really started with a group of immigrants who a lot of us know as the Dreamers. They are people who were brought to the United States as children. And their argument is they were raised here and they didn't make the choice to come here, but they should not be deported. They should be able to go to college, to work, to have a path to permanent residency. And then the second group of people, as you were saying, are parents of these kinds of kids. So in other words, if these people brought here as children have roots here, their parents should also be allowed to stay here and have a path to permanent residency.
And what are the main questions the court's being asked to decide?
The kind of fundamental question here for the court is whether the president has the power to defer deportation, to grant relief to deportation and a path to permanent residency for up to 4 or 5 million people. The president says this is no big deal. Sure, lots of people could be involved, but this is prosecutorial discretion. There's no way, he says, that the United States government could ever deport all 11 million of the immigrants who are here illegally. And so he is setting enforcement priorities. And the kind of big question for the court is whether Obama is right and he has that power, or whether he has gone too far and really usurped the power of Congress.
And so to that question, what is the administration, what are immigration advocates arguing?
Immigration advocates are arguing that the president does have this power, that this is actually a mere statement of policy, that, you know, the president on a case-by-case basis could decide to deport any one of these people. And all he's saying is you are special groups that can apply for deportation, but it's still up to the executive branch about whether to grant it to you or not. And that is in the president's power as the, the prosecutor, the person who decides who to deport, to grant that kind of relief and make that decision.
Now, the court, we understand, could do one of two things. It could issue a broad decision on the questions, the constitutionality of the president's actions, or it could rule on standing, whether Texas even has the grounds to bring a federal challenge to the law. Now, what would that be based on?
Well, standing is this funny doctrine. It's about whether you have the right to sue at all. So the question here is, does Texas have the kind of concrete injury as a state that allows it to raise this lawsuit to begin with? Texas says we had to pay and will have to pay for driver's licenses for people who get this permanent path to residency, because that's what these new rules will require. And the cost of those driver's licenses, that's our concrete injury. The lower courts found in Texas's favor on this point. And the question is whether the Supreme Court will agree or say, you know what, Texas, you don't have the kind of injury that allows a state to sue the president's, to sue the administration in this capacity.
Well, then take the other matter. If the court does issue a decision, as is true with every case this term, there's a real possibility of a 4-4 tie. So what would that mean for this case?
If there is a 4-4 tie, then the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, the lower appellate court, its ruling would stand. And the Fifth Circuit ruled against the Obama administration in this case. So if that order holds, then at least in the areas bound by the Fifth Circuit, which is Texas and a couple of other states, the Obama administration's attempt to grant deportation relief to these millions of people would not go into effect. It would be permanently blocked. And in fact, there's a nationwide block on that program. And so that could stay in effect as well. And this would be a huge disappointment for a lot of Latino voters who supported President Obama with the understanding that he was really going to do something about the problem of undocumented immigrants in this country.
Emily Bazelon, staff writer for the New York Times Magazine, fellow at Yale Law School, debriefing us on the Supreme Court's actions today. Emily, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.